We're lifting up the gospel good news of Jesus Christ, the only way to eternal life. Test yourself. You must come out of the world and the church systems that are deceiving. Satan has designed the world, the culture, to deceive people. He's a master deceiver. He's an angel of light. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:4, Satan is the God, little g, of this world. Don't walk after his ways. He also said that there will be, in 2 Corinthians 11:4, false gospels, false Jesus, false spirits that will deceive. We don't want our neighbor to be deceived. We want our neighbor to be walking in the truth. We don't want your blood on our hands. So we want to warn people that this is the broad road to destruction, but narrow is the path to eternal life. Few there be that find it. Are you following the narrow path to eternal life? This is the broad road to destruction. Test yourself, neighbor. Don't live for the broad path. Don't live for your flesh. Don't live for every false way. Test yourself and come out of the world. Jesus said, go into the streets and preach the gospel. Preach means public speaker, public crier, not a guy in a wooden box. I have to warn you, you can't follow Roman Catholicism. It's a false, man-made pagan way. You can't follow the evangelical church or any other church system. I'm sure many of the Spanish people here are Roman Catholic, but that is a religion of deception. The popes are liars. They hid child molesters. They preach a false gospel. Mary cannot hear your prayers. Rosary beads are a false way of man. Jesus said in Matthew 15, you worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And you teach the doctrines and commandments of men, making your worship in vain. Mark 7. What are you living for, American neighbors? Are you living for the frivolity of festivals or for the truth of the Word of God? It's not mean-spirited to tell our neighbors the truth that the culture and man-made religion has you set for the wrath of God. But Jesus made a narrow path to eternal life. Jesus said, broad is the road to destruction. Narrow is the path that leads to eternal life. But broad is the road to destruction. We come out into the broad way to talk to our neighbor, to remind you that sin will separate you from a holy God. We come out to remind you that you cannot please God as you live in your flesh. We come out to remind you that you can't seek the kingdom of God as your master in Christ, as you seek the ways of the world, sports, politics, entertainment, trivia, like they're doing up here at this booth, Netflix, entertainment. All of these things are set against the kingdom of God, but there's a narrow path to eternal life. The culture is headed for the broad road to destruction. Turn and repent. Come off the broad road. Follow the narrow path. Jesus warned that if you build your house upon sand, that would be the culture. You have no hope of eternal life. But if you build your house upon the rock of Jesus Christ,
I got four. I'm looking for another.
You can have the hope of eternal life to come. Build your life on the rock of Jesus Christ. Turn and seek him.
Step on up, step on up. Don't be afraid.
The Bible says great tribulation is coming in the world. Tribulation like never has been seen before. And Jesus said, no flesh will be spared lest the days are cut short. Even the elect could be deceived if possible. We don't want our neighbors to be deceived. If you're the elect, the Holy Spirit will guide you in truth and wisdom. But where's the wisdom if we don't fear God, neighbor? Do you fear God? Are you loving God by obeying Him? You only fear God when you obey Him. If you don't fear God and you live in sin, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Ecclesiastes says the duty of man is to fear God and keep His commandments. If you're not doing that today, just believing in God but living your own life, that's a mockery of God. That's not the truth of God. That's not how you please Him or honor Him. But God is so loving and graceful and merciful that if you're willing to sacrifice this flesh, sacrifice your life here. Jesus said, whoever is first, whoever is first in the kingdom of God, first on earth will be last in the kingdom of God and vice versa. Watch yourself, sir. Oh, man, almost got run over by a truck here. I'm preaching. The first will be last. The last will be first. What's going to be your place in the kingdom of God, neighbor? Jesus said, see how the Gentiles rule and lord over men. It shall not be so among you. You want to be great in the kingdom of God? Be a servant. Be a servant in the kingdom of God. That means serve Christ, serve the brethren, brothers and sisters, and serve the world as we're doing today, preaching the gospel to eternal life. You can't believe your way to heaven. John 3:16 is totally incomplete without repentance, being born again, walking in holiness as fruit you know Him, and enduring in the faith. None of that matters if you're not on the narrow path and keeping Christ at your center. One verse won't save you. Just belief won't save you. The Catholic Church won't save you. Evangelicalism won't save you. No denomination will save you. They're all full of lies. John 8, Satan is the father of lies. We don't want you to be following lies. We don't want you to be a child of Satan. We want you to follow the kingdom of God in Christ, in truth, in spirit, in love, in holiness, in righteousness, in goodness. That is the path to eternal life. Jesus, Yeshua, His name means salvation.